it again tonight. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Now the prophet Hosea is speaking to a whole nation of Israel that all of them, they were farmers, agriculture workers. That was their livelihood. They understood the language of Hosea the prophet. They understood what he was saying. And all of their years of resistance to the things of God and to the voice of the Lord, he was telling them, you're going to have to break up the fallow ground of your heart. It's got hard. It's got resistant. You're going to have to break up the fallow ground. And if you don't, the seed can't take root. The rain can't get down into the depths of the soil. And he was explaining to them, giving them this spiritual picture, this spiritual lesson. The last part of the verse we didn't talk about last week, and we will hear tonight for just a few minutes, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. It is time to seek the Lord. So he's telling them that it was time for them to be able to reap a harvest. And they couldn't reap the harvest because of their hardness and their resistance and their rebellion. He told them, break up the fallow ground so the seed can take root and then bring forth fruit. So in the last part of the verse, he's talking to them about the urgency of the hour and how important that it is that you make sure that you reap the harvest while there's opportunity. It's time to seek the Lord. And there would be, first of all, the early rains that would fall. There's a lot of verses that talk about the early rain and the latter rain. The early rains would fall during the time that the ground was being broken up. And the latter rain would fall just before the harvest. It was that last rain that brought the crop to its fruitfulness, to bear fruit. For those of you who probably take notice of trees and plants, if you've set out any plants, lately we've got a couple of new rose bushes in front of the house up there. And it's like when the rain comes, they just perk up. And they just begin to bloom out and they perk up. That's the latter rain that brings the fruit to the place that the fruit can be gleaned. And so when he's talking about the urgency, it is time. He's saying right now, it is time. This is the thing that is on my heart here right now for you and me and for our church. I believe that right now is an important time for us. It's an important time for us to reap souls and to bear fruit and to trust God to bring forth fruit in our lives and in our church. And there's an urgency, or there should be an urgency in our heart to recognize time is running out. Opportunities are going to get away from us. Opportunities are going to be lost. And there will be those that we will not be able to reach 6 months from now or a year from now that we could reach right now. Right now, it is time to seek the Lord and believe him to pour out the rain of the Spirit of God, pour out the rain of conviction and stirring the hearts of people to their need to be saved. All through the scripture, there's examples of God rewarding those who seek him, those that seek the Lord and seek him with a, a fervency and an urgency in our heart. David was a seeker. I mean, even though David failed the Lord and sinned against God and he had his issues and even failed in some areas as a father, I mean, he's got a long list of failures in his life. But David's heart was a heart after God, and David committed himself to seek after the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 8, "When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee," this is David, "thy face, Lord, will I seek." And he committed himself to seek the Lord. And because he did, because he sought the Lord, God gave him a kingdom that would never end, an everlasting kingdom through the lineage of David. Because he sought the Lord, then the fruit was going to come in his life and down through the many centuries until Jesus, the Messiah, was born of the lineage of David. God honored his heart that sought after God. Amen. God will reward you and I if we will seek the Lord. And we recognize that we need to do that right now. There's an urgency right now. We need to seek the Lord right now. I mean, nobody knows when the Lord's coming. We just see the signs. We see the evidences of it. We see that things are happening in our world that are pointing to the reality of the soon return of the Lord. We don't have a lot of time left. And there should be an urgency in our heart to seek the Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord. If you just think about the events going on in your life, circumstances surrounding your life and many of the families of our church, that all of them are reminders to us of the brevity of our life and the closeness of the coming of the Lord, and that we must take it serious. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. Another seeker in the Old Testament was Asa, King Asa, who sought the Lord. He actually entered into a covenant with the people, with the nation, to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all of their heart. And so that's 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 12. And so Asa committed himself, and he committed the nation. He committed himself as a leader to lead the nation and a commitment to seek God and to call upon the name of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 15, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." And so now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without the law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Praise God. Amen. So in their trouble, the word of the Lord comes to them and says, "Seek me, seek the Lord. Turn to me with your whole heart, and if you will, I will be with you. I will be found of you." Another great seeker of God in the scripture is a boy king by the name of Josiah, 8 years old when he rose to the throne. And the Bible says that when he was 16, 8 years later, that something began to stir in the heart of this young boy. He's a 16-year-old boy now, and he recognizes that something that he needs God, and he needs to seek after the Lord. He was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem at 1 in 30 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, walked in the ways of his father David, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, now he's 16, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. And so Josiah, as a young king, he began to purge the nation as a result of this seeking after God. He began to purge the nation of all of the idols of Ashtaroth and all these different high places. He began to tear them down, and even ordered the cleansing of the temple. And in the process of the cleansing of the temple, they found the law of God. And they brought the law of God, the word of the Lord, to Josiah, this young 16-year-old boy king who was seeking after God. Let me tell you, if you seek after God, God will reveal the truth to you. He will get his truth to you, and he'll speak to you by his truth. And so that's what happened in the life of Josiah, the king who sought the Lord, and God began to use him when the word of the Lord was read to him, and he recognized their shortcomings, their sinfulness, their failures as a nation. He rent his clothes and brought the nation to repentance and led them to call upon the name of the Lord. What a seeker that King Josiah was. Amen. Not only was it true in scriptural times, Old Testament times, that there are histories of great moves of God and great revivals that came because people committed themselves to seek God, to seek after the Lord. Jonathan Edwards, who was mightily used of God to turn, to bring revival, a great awakening in our country. And in the 1700s, Jonathan Edwards, this is what he said. He said, "I made a solemn dedication of myself to God, giving up myself and all that I had to God, to be for the future in no respect my own, to act as one that had no right to be himself, and solemnly vowed to take God for my whole portion." He committed himself to seek after God, to call upon the Lord. And the little hamlet that he pastored in Northampton, Massachusetts, that later, after the stirring and the revival fires begin to burn in that little church and in that community that spread throughout all of the eastern part of the United States, like a wildfire, it spread. And it came because of a man of God who committed himself and said, "I'm going to seek God. I'm going to seek after the Lord." And God began to move. Here's what Edwards said later about the move of God. He said, "The number of true saints were multiplied, soon made a glorious alteration in the town, so that in the spring and summer following 1735, the town seemed to be full of the presence of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no doubt that's the reason why that Edwards was so mightily used of the Lord and brought on a great awakening and a sweeping through the American colonies at that time. It was because he set his heart to seek after God, to seek the Lord. There's so many wonderful promises in God's word to those that will seek the Lord, those that will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Commit yourself to that. Now, in my heart, here's what I believe. I just believe that God can raise up individuals. He can raise up groups. I believe that he can speak to young people, and young people begin to have prayer meetings. I believe he can speak to young families, young couples, and they decide to pray together to seek God for their families and for their own spiritual needs. I believe he can speak to the young and to the old. I believe that in our church, that every age group can be affected as God begins to stir our hearts and to speak to this. You see, you break up the fallow ground of your heart. You seek the Lord. Then you recognize it's God that's wanting to give us fruit. It's God, and he's the only one that can. No amount of effort and our own ability or strength is going to accomplish it. The fruit will only come when the rain of the Spirit of God falls upon us. And when that happens, then God will honor that with fruit. He'll honor that with fruitfulness and with lives changed and with souls being saved and with the work of the Spirit of God being accomplished. All the wonderful places in the Scripture where we're promised that he will honor his people and bless his people if we'll seek the Lord. Amen. If we'll seek the Lord. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. They shall be filled. And ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. So I believe if we could be encouraged tonight to seek the Lord in a fresh, new fulfillment of God's will right now, for now. It is time to seek the Lord. This is not something that we can say later, down the road, a few months from now, a few years from now. No, I really believe in my spirit that there's an urgency that needs to get a hold of our hearts so that we could see that. And so as God begins to deal with your heart, and if he deals with your heart to start a prayer meeting here at the church or in your home or wherever, go for it. Go for it. Obey the voice of the Lord. If God puts it on your heart to seek after God in a new way, in a fresh way, go for it. Let the Lord direct your steps and obey the voice of the Lord. And let's seek the Lord and call upon the Lord until, that's how long, until he comes and reigns upon us. Amen. That's the promise. He's promised that he'll give us the former and the latter rain. Amen. He'll pour his spirit out upon us so that the fruit will come forth and we can glean the fruit of souls that need the Lord. Amen. We all know of a number of people that need the Lord. There's a vast number of people in our community that need the Lord. And he wants to use us as a vessel who will seek the Lord. Amen. To see this place saturated with the presence of God, the Spirit of God moving every time we come together, every time we walk in to the service. And prayer, seeking God, will change the atmosphere of our services. It won't be any more routine. It won't be any more just coming and doing church as usual. When the Spirit of God is moving and working, we'll see supernatural things taking place and God answering our prayers. If we'll seek the Lord, if we'll call upon the name of the Lord, it can change and transform situations. Amen. Many years ago, Brother Huff, Marcia didn't testify about her dad, so I will. Many years ago, Brother Huff was in a meeting somewhere. I think it was maybe Michigan, somewhere up in the north. He was at a meeting, and he had a dream. In the dream, during that week, he had a dream that there was a car accident, and Marcia was killed in the car accident. And in the dream, he's laying her body up on the hood of the car. And he is so shaken by that dream and so full of fear of what could happen. He goes to the meeting, and I may not get all these details right. I'll get the gist of it right. He goes to the service, and a brother in the church service there got his attention. Brother Huff was actually trying to leave, got his attention, and he said, "I need to talk to you." And he talked to him, and he said, "The thing that you think is going to happen, it won't happen if you'll begin to seek God, if you'll begin to seek the Lord." And so Brother Huff started every morning at 6 a.m. He began to pray for his five children. He began to pray for them every morning at 6 a.m. They were teenagers at the time, and began to seek the Lord on their behalf. And there's many other details to this story that I'm not going to go into. But he began to pray and seek God for all five of those kids. All five of them, at some point or time throughout their lives, have been in ministry, have been in missions, have been pastors, have been used of the Lord throughout the years in a mighty way. And I believe there's a direct connection to the fact that all those years ago, he started getting up at 6 o'clock every morning and praying for his family. Praying for his family. Praise God. Seek the Lord, folks. We need to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon us, until we begin to see the fruit of it. And I don't know how long it will take. I just know that that's the word of the Lord tonight to all of us. It's time to seek the Lord, to call upon the Lord with our whole heart and allow the Lord to use us as vessels that are getting a hold of God and believing the Lord to change people's lives. Amen. You never know, you don't know the great impact of the prayers of the saints of God and what can be changed and lives that can be changed through the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Amen. I believe it with all of my heart. I'm the product of a lot of people who've prayed for me over the years. And I know I wouldn't be standing here tonight if it were not for people who cared enough to seek God on my behalf. And many years after I became a pastor, there were those people that were in my church when I was a young person who would come to me years later and say, you know, when you were a young man, we were praying for you. We were crying out to God on your behalf. Several people, two or three individuals let me know. I had no idea at the time that they had taken me on their heart to pray for me. But I know that tonight I'm the product of people that prayed for me. And I'm saved and serving God today because of that. And I do believe we have a big responsibility. It is time to seek the Lord and to keep on seeking him until we see the fruit. Amen. Until we see the fruit of it. Praise God. So young people, I'm all for the youth camps. I believe that they are life-changing. But I believe you can come back from a youth camp. And you can have a fire ignited in your heart. And you can start a prayer meeting. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I believe every one of us, as God puts it on our heart, we can begin to seek the Lord, changing the whole atmosphere of what's going on right here at this location. It's time to seek the Lord. Let's stand, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, we're grateful, Lord, for your word. Lord, that speaks to our hearts. And thank you, Lord, that you have dealt with us and convicted us and reminded us of our need to seek you. Help us, Lord, to make it a priority in our lives, to call on the name of the Lord, to seek the Lord with our whole heart. Lord, that this place would become a house of prayer, a place where people are praying, seeking the Lord, calling upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, transform us and use us, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to seek the Lord, folks. Could we gather in and pray? Let's take this time and let's wait on the Lord for a little while here tonight. Seek the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Believe in God. Lord, we want fruit. We want to see fruitfulness in our lives. We want to see those, Lord, so far away from you, Lord, brought into the kingdom of God. Help us to seek your face, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.